Good morning. It's Wednesday, my dudes. It is time to once again talk about role-playing, and I am so excited today because I get to talk about Warframe with the Magus. The Magus is somebody who I tried to have on my podcast way back when. He's like he was supposed to be like one of the first earlier guests in the show. And Mike, for some reason, the audio just shit itself. And you guys can kind of remember me talking about my desktop and everything. I had to reset it, and I just lost a bunch of shit. So I finally got him back, and I'm super thrilled about it. Anyways, I love Warframe. And one of the reasons why I love role-playing so much is because I love being able to continuously talk about the narrative story through different, like through in-game actions and stuff like that, right? It's about taking the story and just being able to do more about it. That's the reason why I love role-playing so much. In like World of Warcraft, Elder Scrolls Online, it doesn't matter. As if I can insert a character in the story and just have that character live through that life, I love that so much. And that's what we're talking about today in today's episode. So you're going to hear us rant about that quite a bit. You're going to hear us talk about the lore of Warframe and just a whole bunch of other things. I'm super thrilled. Let's go ahead and get him in here. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining me today. Let's get the show on the road, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, long time.
Hey, I know. How's Warframe been?
You know, literally, very grindy.
Very grindy, as always. It's, oh boy, I have had they still haven't gotten back to me, by the way. We're going on,
really?
We're going on week three. Wow. I just did the mastery rank for 13 so I could use my Riven mods again. I just got Cetus, finished. Jeez. I'm working on Fortuna right now. so I'm just like, it's been fun to get to do stuff again in the game. Like, it's been fun to have a reason to do it again. I just wish I didn't have to re-grind all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Racing against the river.
I know, and I just... the thing that I'm the most upset about, just from my mastery rank going, like, from the merging and everything like that of accounts, is I lost all the focus, and I had all the focuses in the path. The way of the Tenno path or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I had that completely unlocked. Jeez. And it's all reset. Oh, and I also lost all my Himlith abilities, which means I subsumed every Warframe. So now I have to subsume every Warframe again.
What did they tell you?
They haven't told me anything. They haven't told me a single thing. They just keep sending me an email saying, "Sorry, it's taking us so long to get back to you." And I'm just like, "Okay, I guess I'll just keep playing in the meantime in case you guys tell me you can't do anything about it."
Damn.
I know, and it's just like, but it is okay. It is okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. Besides all that, how you been, man?
It's been ups and downs. I think mostly downs, but it's kind of the day to day. It's been a lot since we last talked.
I know. It's been a while. It's been a minute. I have no idea what happened to the other file. I downloaded everything like that, and when I went to go look for it, both neither yours nor my audio files were working correctly. And I was like, that's weird. So I went to go download them again, and they just would not work, and they would not connect. And I was like, oh, well, I guess we're just going to do that again.
And this is with what you had recently or independent?
Oh, independent. This was before you and I reset. Now, the whole thing with my files on my external hard drive, that is a very new thing. Yeah, you happened before that. But the reason why I factory reset my computer and I backed everything up is because this was happening to other files as well. I would keep losing, something would keep happening to the other audio files and the video files, my project files. And it got so frustrating that I was like, okay, I'm just going to back all of my files up and I'm going to reset everything. And that should fix my problem, whatever that problem is. I still don't know what happened, and I'm super depressed that the files I backed up aren't working properly. I did lose a whole bunch of audio files, so not only do I have you today, I have to do a reshoot. I have to do two reschedules tomorrow. And I know, and I have to. Anyways, we're here to talk about you. How you doing, man?
relatively okay, I think. Nobody still, you know, gave me a confirmation about that.
Right. No, I get you. But
we've had a war here, which is still ongoing, but on the slower side.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of that. Now I'm back to work, but every week has been busy in the last month that I'm.
I can imagine. The army. Yeah, and you haven't had a lot of time to roleplay, I imagine.
No, the last thing that happened in the last session, which was last week, was that the group disbanded.
Right, yeah. I remember you telling me about that, which is very unfortunate. Do you have any plans on trying to get your... What was it, a D&D campaign?
Yeah.
Do you have any plans on trying to get that back?
I didn't run the campaign. I wasn't the DM. I was a player. The DM was moving to a different city. We're probably not going to see another guy for like 2 months from now.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part, because as a player, when you get to the point where you just can't play and you really want to as a player, you start DMing, and then you might get stuck as the forever DM or the forever GM. And that is very unfortunate. I know some people out there love DMing and love GMing, but sometimes you just want to play.
I loved doing it, but it's been a very long time since I was not tired or, depressed enough to do that.
No, I get you.
Yeah, it's been rough, but...
I don't blame you.
I guess I'll start looking for a different D&D group the moment I'll stop being busy all day.
Yeah.
Which, hopefully, should start... in a couple of days.
Right.
That's when I plan to have free time.
But you do have the, which still amazes me to this day, you still have the Warframe roleplay community for the, what was it, Tino Inc., the Discord?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any, are you DMing in there right now? Or are you, have any stories going on in there right now?
We don't do DMing kind of roleplay. We're doing story building, making, whatever you call that, where everyone is a player and a DM.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least from what I've seen, I'm not doing much there, especially in the, I want to say, last half a year.
Yeah.
Which is still before we talked the last time.
Right.
Yeah. It's sort of the same reasons. And I'm like, I know I'm an admin, but I'm admin because I keep helping people. And the admin tools help me help people.
That's fair. What I'd imagine a good thing to do in the Discord, because this is for Warframe, and I guess for everybody out there listening, if you don't know what Warframe is a great game. You should give it a shot. I know it's not for everybody, but it's one of those games I love to play and turn on a podcast or just turn on some lo-fi music and just hang out with my son and play. I love Warframe, yeah. Huh?
And it's free!
It's so completely free!
And... stop if you don't want to.
Yeah, I've always loved... Okay, so really quick, just sort of a tangent about Warframe. I've always loved, and I know that this, like, people hate this to an extent, but I love the fact that it takes so long for things to build in the Foundry. Like, and again, for anybody out there who doesn't know what Warframe is, when you get a new frame, like, you farm a boss, right? You get all these different pieces, you build the different pieces, and each piece, you'll have to get, like, 3 pieces. Each piece takes 12 hours to build, right? You can build all 3 pieces together, and that's 12 hours to build those 3 pieces. And then it takes 3 days to build the frame. Like, now that you have all the parts, you can build the whole frame, which is this character you're essentially playing. And that takes 3 days. I love the fact that it takes 3 days, because that gives me a chance to be like, okay, I'm going to go do something else now and just not worry about that at all.
Yeah, and if you think about other games, 3 days to get something you practically already have everything for is crazy.
I know.
It's so long, but it works, especially for the beginning and mid-game in Warframe, where you still have to get so much stuff.
To do, right. Yeah, like now that I was at in-game, I was almost legendary rank. I was so close to legendary rank when my mastery rank got set to 5 after the merge. Which, if anybody out there knows Warframe, you guys can feel my pain. Anyways, so during the late game, like you were saying, that it really does suck because you're like, you have nothing else to do in Warframe. But with that said, on the same side, you can go play like a different game and come back if you want to while you're waiting for things to cook, as it were. But also, when it comes to late game, you're just exploring so much with the different mods, weapons, ribbons, arcanes, and stuff like that. That, I mean, hell, time can fly by. Right now, I'm trying to build a stupid ghoul saw build. And for no other reason than to get to point A to point B by being as silly as possible with my Vauban. Which I found out, do you know the vector pads for Vauban?
Mm-hmm.
You can throw those downs and they'll work with the ghoul saw. They'll make you go faster. Yeah.
Juicy.
I know. It doesn't make you go further, which makes me sad. Like, apparently the reach of the weapon is, like, when you can, like, you know how you can ride on the ghoul saw like it's a skateboard? Yeah, yeah. So, apparently, that has, like, a predetermined amount, no matter what. Mm. And I think that's changed by reach for your weapons. But no matter how fast you go, it's not a time thing, it's a distance thing. So even as fast as I can go with Vauban's vector pads, like I can crank up the strength of those vector pads and stuff, I will still only go the same distance just twice as fast. But it's still really funny. Especially when I'm playing high-end missions with this stupid ghoul saw, and people are like, what is that? Why do you have it? And what is it doing?
You know what we can do?
Oh, what's that?
We can do ghoul saw racing.
I know. I wish they would let us do distance.
Listen, you get two people with the ghoul saw. They are the racers. And they have like partners. The partners are Vaubans. And they need to toss the pads to make them go faster.
So
it's like a team versus team, 2v2.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I like one person's the writer and the other person's the track builder. I love that so much.
Yeah, give it like a 50 platinum winner award.
You know, we should do that. Okay, but with that said, we could have that as an event for the Tenno Inc. group. I think that'd be pretty funny. So here's what I'm okay. So roleplay wise, obviously it's hard to roleplay in Warframe because Warframe is definitely not a game set up for roleplaying at all. So
it's laser focused on the mission objective.
It really is. Like they don't offer anything. Like they offer emotes, right? But they don't offer like a say, like a proximity chat feature. Because everybody in the dojo, if you type in the dojo, will hear what your characters are saying. So there's
They don't even offer, like, hubs that you're going to want to go to. I know there is Situs, but nobody wants to go to Situs. They pass through Situs, either to the planes or back to their foundry to build their Zaw weapon or whatever.
Yeah, Zaws and the early... amps. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, the amps, yeah.
Yeah, and all that other good jazz. So, like, Warframe just... And you can't blame them, because Warframe was never meant for role-playing. But, like all things people really love and really enjoy, they want to spend time and energy in those worlds. So, there you go. I'm looking at Tenno Inc. right now on the Discord. Again, I'll make sure, if you're a Warframe person and you want to roleplay in it, I will make sure to leave the links to Discord in the show notes so you can go and join us and have fun. I like the way that y'all set up the Discord, because you have everything situated, like, separated. Like, you have Mercury, Venus, Fortuna, the relays, people were talking about like having their own dojos and setting up their own dojos.
You were talking about that.
Yeah, I was. Me and my friend Maddie would like to get Sword to do that. We know one person who wants to do a. I forgot their name, but they want to do. They want to do like a market and stuff like that. Man, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. I'm sorry. I just like Warframe and I like role playing. Like putting those two together is like peanut butter and chocolate for me. Do you know what I mean?
But why are you sorry? Don't be. Just take it two steps further.
I one of the things I how difficult has it been, in your opinion, for the Warframe people to get into role play for Warframe?
Maybe you need to define that better, because Warframe people who roleplay are first role players, then Warframe players.
Okay, that's fair.
They come with the idea of roleplay into Warframe.
Right.
Because it's been very rare that I get an actual conversation mid-mission with people. And you get out of the mission and the squad disbands.
Right. Yeah, that's true, because Warframe is like such a, like, way back when it wasn't super fast because the old movement system and all that.
Yeah. Not even that. Even, you know, you didn't nuke as hard and move fast.
Yeah, and now Warframe is all about nuking and getting from point A to point B. Did you do the Cry of the Gargoyle event?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
So it got to the point where I think I farmed that boss well over like 400 times. Whoa. It got to the point where
you got the arcanes.
Oh god, yeah. I maxed out a bunch of arcanes. Like I maxed out an arcane grace and energize. I started and maxed out a couple of rare ones and some other ones that I was really wanting to look at that I didn't have. But it got to the point where I would, like, we would get through the missions in like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, like something like that.
Yeah.
And we would run like 2 to 3 hours at a time, like just doing this thing back to back to back. And that's what Warframe has essentially become in almost every mission now, except unless you're doing an endurance run where it's like, get through the mission as fast as possible, or get to your rotation as fast as possible, and like you hardly ever talk to the other players. I very rarely have spoken or even made friends through Warframe. I have recently, which was pretty cool. I have been able to play with them every now and again, but with, you know, my 12-hour shifts at work and this, I just don't get enough time to do that. Yeah, and so I'm always wanting to experience more Warframe, which is why I sought out and found the Tenno Inc. roleplay server, even though I don't ever roleplay in the Tenno Inc. roleplay server.
I mean, I don't really have time. But at least I'm happy I can be there and help people.
Right, yeah, that's what it really comes down to, is just being there for the community. And when it comes to stuff like this, when you have like Mass Effect roleplay is a big one. People love to get into. Again, there is no official Mass Effect roleplay anything, so the players have to come together like you did in Tenno Inc. to make it happen.
But Mass Effect is also not online. It's kind of a given that the players will have to do it.
Yeah, that's true. I do know that there are a couple of Mass Effect tabletops out there, like fan-made ones. Yeah, like one or two, I believe. Definitely one for sure, because I was going to do a review on it at some point. But I just never got the chance to.
I've seen a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle roleplay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Ninja Turtles.
Like a real TTRPG.
Mm-hmm. And heck, even with games that do allow a good amount of roleplay in it, like Final Fantasy, World of Warcraft, Elder Scrolls Online, they don't really have any official roleplaying capacities. except for Final Fantasy XIV, which is going to do its own tabletop.
What do you mean official roleplay capacities?
So, like, roleplaying isn't the main concern for a lot of MMOs or games, as it were. Like, when, like, again, like for Warframe, I don't think if I was able to sit down with DE and ask them, I do not think roleplaying would ever be something that they were like, oh, this is something that we're officially working on, or we're trying to make it to where people can roleplay.
That's not games, even on the list that's in the garbage can.
Precisely. And World of Warcraft and stuff like that, while World of Warcraft did have a tabletop way back when, roleplaying was hardly something that Blizzard was thinking about when they started it. They made some roleplay servers, but they didn't really expect people to sit down and actually make roleplaying communities and stuff like that. They never built it for that. I mean, hell, World of Warcraft has a fucking language barrier between the factions, so that the factions can't roleplay together.
Oh yeah,
which is weird, because in every single bit of content, besides every single bit of content they produce, Horde and Alliance can talk to each other in a common tongue. Yeah, like every single bit of like books, movies, they all speak a common language. But when you go into the game and try to roleplay with the other players, there's a language barrier. Now, I will admit that they have taken steps to let role players overcome this boundary if they so choose to. But again, it was never something official. I forgot why I went off on this tangent.
I'll tangent off of your tangent and say that in the movies, it's, you know, it's a story. It's much closer to what you would have in a role play. So it makes sense that the different races would try upon first contact to talk to one another. It kind of what happens every time, and then they would fight. I would assume that in World of Warcraft, although I never played it, they start at a point where they are already enemies.
Right.
So that's why they don't talk to one another.
Well, going back to your Warframe stuff like that, has the Warframe community, I should say, Tenno Inc., has Tenno Inc. Done their own strives to make role-playing for Warframe easier in a way, or has it been pretty much just, and I'm not trying to say anything about a community whatsoever, has it been like herding sheep, or have you seen the players take charge and go and do the role-play and try to make it as welcoming as possible?
It's, again, falls on the first step of that process, which is welcoming to whom? Because if you look at Warframe, the role players aren't a percentage in that community. They're probably less than 1%. And I've seen people in the forums. There is a role play forum in the forums, but it's more dead than Tenno Inc. And Tenno Inc. is not a very active server. It's the most active one. It's not a very active one.
Oh, wow. There is one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about this. What the hell are you doing, Warframe community? Get this active.
There are a few people there, and fewer with like real dedicated role plays. They're okay. I've been there for just a bit and realized that there isn't too much to do. So I moved on, and I haven't seen these forums for years now.
Yeah, I see this. It's not been pretty active. Like, I'm counting right now, and I only see, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I see only 11 posts for
2023.
Yeah, like only 11 posts for 2023. Or at least, yeah.
And we're on February 2024. So I'm very happy to say that people in general in Tenno Inc. are great, all of them. and very welcoming. But again, you see like people join and then say hello and then say nothing. Mm-hmm. And you can't really grab someone by the hand and make them roleplay. There's a recruit channel and a lot of people don't post there. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know really what I can do to make people roleplay, but I also don't want to force people to roleplay.
Of course. Have you guys tried events in the Discord?
No. I'm thinking of one. I'm sort of preparing one, but it's a 4th of July one. Not 4th mm-hmm. of July. Why did I say that? It's an April Fool's one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm into it.
But apart from that, entirely to the opposite side, I've made a small event for the mechanical side of the game because some people in the server had a hard time with builds and mods and stuff. So I made like a prized event, 50 plat or 100 plat, for someone who can proc like the highest number of slash procs on a target.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple of people tried, literally a couple of people.
Uh-huh.
It's a very down low server, which is strange. I don't know. Maybe that's what Wolfen does to you.
I mean, yeah, it is. Again, the game Twitter does reflect its players. And as much as I love roleplay and as much as I want to get into Warframe RP, Warframe has become just such a fast-paced game. I'm almost afraid that the roleplay would be the same way. Like, I don't even know how I would. For real, roleplay in Warframe, other than saying, I have a Tenno, I have a Warframe, and DE has been sort of, I'm not going to say loosey-goosey with the lore, but the lore itself is already so confusing, because Warframe does this existentialism as their guiding storytelling.
The lore isn't just confusing, it is confused.
God, it is so confusing. It really is.
Lore is not the strong side of Warframe.
Frame. No, it's not. Like, right now, what are we dealing with right now in the story? We're dealing with the man in the wall, which might have to do with Albrady, or which does have to do with Albrady. Albrady? Albraki? What am I saying? Altrot. Yes, that guy.
yeah.
Mr. You're Late. And with that said, like, that's so far removed almost from what we were dealing with, I think, a year ago when we did the,
up to that point, really.
Yeah, like, the Devarian Paradox is what kicked it off. Or maybe the Zeramon is what kicked it off? To let people know, you have a character that's a Tenno, right? And they are both a child and not a child at the same time. They both survived and escaped and also did not escape a situation at the same time. And it gets really fucking confusing. If you aren't watching somebody who is very on top of the lore, it is really difficult to understand.
They are a higher dimension being.
Yeah.
Pretty much. If you go with, really, like, string theory and stuff like that.
But don't let that stop y'all, because guess what? It is fun as hell. I love Warframe to death.
Yep.
I love everything about Warframe. I love going into a room and just obliterating people. I love long endurance runs. I love just so much about this game. I could play it for literally weeks and never get bored of it. I mean, I've played this game for almost 10 years now.
I always wanted to do a long survival, like an endurance, but I never really got to. I don't want to do it alone. I just want someone to be there to keep me awake.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have that person yet.
It's one of my favorite things to do as a as someone who does enjoy endurances. I like to go in as solo because I have to stop a lot. Like I have to stop the game and go deal with my son and stuff like that. Like, but like when I'm editing my podcasts and stuff like that, I'll go into an endurance run and I will just play while listening to the podcast and getting it ready and like editing it and stuff like that. And if something happens, I can pause it, go deal with whatever I need. I can remove what I need to remove or work what I need to work when I'm doing the podcast. And then as I'm continuing listening, I just go back to it. I never get past about 3 hours. Which is, I know is chump change to really hardcore endurance players, but
But the like highest levels I go to are like 400, 500.
Yeah. But 3 hours steel path solo, I feel is pretty jazzy.
Absolutely.
And God, it's just one of those games like you just keep playing forever. What's your favorite Warframe?
Oberon? Yeah.
Oh, I love Oberon. I remember when Oberon came out.
I don't. I wasn't there.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, no. I might be lying to you. Wait, Oberon wasn't one of the main six, I don't think.
No. He came out.
Yeah. I was about to say, I'm pretty sure he came around the time Zephyr came out.
I don't really know.
And Voban came out? Because I started Warframe when Voban happened. I started Warframe when Voban first came out. And he was just the trolliest Warframe in existence. And I loved him to death for that. they should bring back bounce pads. They were the greatest gift from God. All right.
I know a one man who would disagree.
I loved the bounce. Well, you could also stick Voban's balls everywhere. Take that for what you will, audience. You could stick his little lightning balls just fucking everywhere, even on other Warframes. Great. God, that was so much fun. You just stick them all on a single player, and that player would just go charging into a room, and anything nearby would just die. I miss that. Anyways, Voban's my favorite Warframe.
So I joined, and I couldn't get past Captain Vol at the beginning, because I didn't know anyone, and the game didn't really tell me about mods. So I couldn't really do anything, and I kept dying to him. So I eventually said, you know what? I know when I'm defeated. Okay. I took a step back, came back to the game, I want to say a year and a half or two later. And at that point in time, you already had Parkour 2.0. And I had friends pretty much carrying me by the hand. Like people have to do now in order to get other people into the game. So I could learn everything I needed to know, and things went very well. I play until today. But I wasn't there when Oberon came out and when he had all of his reworks and stuff. We just got him the way he is now. But when I just downloaded the game the second time, I looked at the roster and read the Oberon description and was like, huh, that guy seems cool. I can play him. And he's my favorite frame ever since.
He's a good frame.
I found that he fell off a lot lately. Since the Starryman, because half of his kit is crowd control and they are immune.
That's true. Well, but the Murmur are all like really weak to radiation, so you would assume that he would be like a good frame to take into the Murmur, the new stuff, the new content.
He doesn't do a lot of damage, though. He's not a
That's true. You can use
his like the one augment to give yourself radiation damage, but now we have straight up radiation mods, and B, you can put that ability on every other frame. So don't have to run Oberon for that.
I kind of going back to sort of like the roleplay aspect of Warframe, like another thing that I think is like, okay, so it's kind of like a consequential effect, but the fact that you can customize your Warframe to such a huge extent is like one of the best things for role players, because role players, if I know role players, and I think I do, love diversity and personal representation with the characters that they make and they role play and they develop. So the fact that you can go to such an extent in like customizing what your frame looks like is just one of, like, I think it is a strong reason for role players to get into Warframe, honestly.
What I found out eventually, which was really cool, is that every frame variation you have, so every fashion frame, is, I don't want to say it straight up, but there is nothing to say that it isn't. From what I found out until now, it's all canon. Like, if you can make a frame look a certain way, it existed.
Really?
Well, if you think about it, because you have to think about it. They didn't say that out loud. All of the skins are canon. We got some stories with various skins. They treat, you know, they would talk about a frame that they're seeing with what it can do and what it can't do and what it might do. And you have that, because you need to farm for all of it, right? You're getting the stuff from somewhere, right? And that somewhere is allegedly in the game world. So it's supposedly all canon.
Yeah, I think I see what you're saying, because if you go talk to, what's her name in Meru's Bazaar, you can go get the, yes, so if you talk to her,
the incredibly open-minded lady.
Yes, if you talk to her, she's like, I see everyone trying to remake the primes of the primes like they were in my day, and she's like, oh, but they're nowhere near close to what they used to be, which means that like every like there's an acknowledgement there that there is in fact a bunch of different Warframes of the same kind running around out there. It's so wild, because like you can see way back when, like with Valkyr, I think Valkyr is what people generally go to when talking about this.
Yeah, because she actually has a story around her skin.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing for anybody out there who's listening who might be interested in Warframe play, is that some of the Warframes have stories and some of them don't. I have no idea what the story for Grendel is, but Valkyr used to be one of the biggest, like one of the Warframes with like the most amount of lore, and with the story, it's just sort of switched everything around, which again may or may not be like, may or may not work, because Warframe is a game about like things happening and not happening at the same time,
and genocide,
and genocide, just so much genocide. And now we're going down Eldritch horror shit, so you know.
So now you have the somewhat shadow of a story for Grendel, by the way.
Do we?
Did you see his Prime trailer?
Yes, I did. I really, really enjoyed, speaking of, I really enjoyed what DE did with Grendel and Gauss's trailer, how it like matched up to each other. Oh.
And there was some guy who did the genius and put them one after another.
Yeah, that was like, so smart. Perfect
transition.
God, I hope they keep doing that. God, I hope they keep doing it. I really wish, though, I really do wish they would hire, like, I don't know who the lore team is behind Warframe, but I really wish. There is no lore team behind Warframe?
You think there is? Look at how it looks, dude.
I know. I mean, I assumed someone was out there writing the lore. I mean, there is lore in the game, but I wish that they would
something cool, and they do that like at that moment.
That's true. That is true. That is one of the biggest.
There used to be a writer, I'm pretty sure, but there is no more writer.
Yeah, that used to be the thing where, that is a thing that people need to understand coming into Warframe, and if you want to roleplay it, that sometimes people will just... hold on one second.
I just checked, and there are 4 writers. One of them is the lead writer, and then there's a 5th narrative designer.
Uh-huh.
Narrative there is, for sure. I'm not sure what the writers are doing.
Well,
but
sometimes
they apparently have a writer team.
Yeah. Well, one of the what will happen is somebody at Warframe HQ, someone at DE, will say, "I really like this type of game mode. Let's put it into the game," and then the writers will have to write lore around that. Like, I think that if I can remember correctly, a conversation I heard from Rebecca, one of the creators over at DE, she said that she really wanted to do a roguelike, so that's where the Duveri paradox came from.
Gotcha.
And so I like when you come into Warframe, you have to understand that DE sometimes just does things and builds lore around that, as opposed to building things based off of lore.
And maybe build lore around that, because once upon a time we had that derelict thing, which at some point just disappeared, and we have something else now.
What was that? I'm sorry.
We used to have the derelict, and now it's Deimos, and we got no word about that.
Yeah, Deimos is just sort of there.
Sometimes they write lore about around what they do.
Yeah, that is another thing that Warframe role players will have to deal with, man. And gosh, dang. And, and also with the Duveri paradox, that's what really started off the it added on to the whole Schrodinger's child situation that we have going on in the game, where we have a Tinno that we have an operator that is both, again, a child and also not a child, who escaped the Zeramon and also did not escape the Zeramon, and also was stuck in a paradox dimension that they built.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, if that sounds confusing to you, don't worry, it's confusing to everybody else as well. Which I assume is like the hard, like, I think if DE, what I was trying to get at earlier is if DE just came out with a roadmap of history for lore, like give us a timeline, let us be able to actually see with our own eyes where everything fits and like answers a few questions, it would help out the role playing community so much, because I honestly genuinely think that that's the biggest hurdle for anybody who wants to roleplay in Warframe, is that the lore just sometimes does not make sense and is just not there at times.
Yeah, we do certainly have a lot of holes, a lot of bridges we need to build in order to make things make sense.
Yeah.
The easiest example, I think, is Nidus Prime.
Yeah.
Well, Nidus didn't exist until after the Orokin era. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the obvious conclusion is that we as Tenno have the technology to prime stuff, because how else would Nidus Prime exist? But they straight up refused to say anything about that. So for now, we don't.
Yeah.
They only needed to say, yeah, sure, on a stream, and everybody would accept that. But
yeah,
nope. Is it just nope?
Yeah, I know, and it really leaves it to the community. And I will say that most role playing communities are really good about building their own lore and like getting things like pushed together. But it comes down to whether everybody else is willing to accept that added lore or not, and that again creates another division for role players. and it's so many hurdles. I love Warframe to death, and I truly do. If I don't expect anybody from DE to ever listen to this, but if they do, I love your game. Please, for the love of God, make your lore make a little bit more sense. Also, I can't wait to get hit by the train in the new Murmur tiles. I don't know why.
In order to manage that.
Yeah, and we're going back in time now. Now time travel is being added into the lore. We are literally going back to 1999. And for anybody who is...
That's a really dangerous point, I'm afraid of, because I'm afraid it will be a hole, like a really big plot hole.
Yeah, do you remember? So what I think that they're going to do, and this is just me being conspiratorial, and like there's no really any evidence of backing this. I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to give us what we used to think Warframes were, which were people in the suits themselves. We used to believe as a community that there were individuals inside the suit, and we would you could see people. If you look up on Google, you could see old, back in the old Tumblr days and stuff like that, where people were designing the faces for the different Warframes and discussing theories and stuff like that. So what I think they're going to try to do is give us that option of the frames actually being suits, as opposed to golems or something of that. But like I said, this is all conspiratorial.
Yeah, not exactly, because this is the way it was at the beginning. Look at the Stalker, they refer to the Stalker as the Stalker armor that someone is wearing.
Right. Which looks like an Excalibur to an extent.
Yeah, you know, obviously. Now it's obvious.
Yes.
But only later on, you know, people pushed for more lore, and DE does, they would tell you, fine, we'll do what you want, but we'll do it our way. We won't do it your way. And that's where the operators came in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything changed. All of a sudden, Warframes are no longer uniforms, so armor or something.
Yeah, that one instance where we found out that, and this is kind of spoilers for anybody who's interested in Warframe but don't know, but once we found out that the Tenno were separate from, a completely separate body altogether from what we had imagined, they weren't people in suits, that the Warframes themselves are, full robots, living robots that you control, and we found out that the Tenno was we were the operator. That completely went against what we believed in due to lore, what we got from Valkyr.
Mm-hmm.
And it threw everybody through a loop. And then we were like, well, what the fuck does any of it mean then? Like we can still go back, or I don't know if we can still go back, but when we way back when, we can remember Alad V talking about ripping open Valkyr and talking about the person inside Valkyr. And now that doesn't make any sort of sense. I don't know if they removed that or not. They remove stuff.
It's there because they mostly didn't touch the components of the fight. They just renewed the entire tile set.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't change the fight like they did with the Jackal, for example.
Right. Oh, man. Warframe is such a great game. I love Warframe to death. And I would love to see more of an active effort from DE to sort of... I know that it is not something that is going to be on their priority list, right? It just doesn't matter to them very much, because they have millions of players doing the speedrun thing over and over and over again. I mean, hell, you have so many Warframe content creators out there now. But go ahead.
I think the developers are kind of blinded by what they see on YouTube and on streams.
Mm-hmm.
And so they try to treat what's blinding them instead of continuing to go with the game the way they want in certain manners. Uh-huh. Like, I'm sure they wanted what we have now, you know, the murmur. But
right.
They don't want the boom and zoom meta, but they feel like they have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. If we could see, I feel like if we could see a little bit more from them for people out there who would like to experience this universe, this beautiful, wonderful, crazy universe that they've built, and like put a little bit more effort into the role-playing aspect, like give text chat and dojos perimeter text, and they gave us like a little bit more information on the lore, or like tried to organize the structure a little bit better, we would see like a rush of whole new players to the game, because people sometimes will just join a game to role play. I play Final Fantasy 14, but I don't actually play Final Fantasy 14. I role play in Final Fantasy 14. I don't actually play the game. I just role play. That's all I'm there for. Same with Elder Scrolls Online, and same for World of Warcraft. Like there are very few games I actually play because I always find myself just wanting to role play. And if they would give us just a few more options for that in the game itself, I feel like the Warframe role-playing community would just benefit so... It's really hard. They just benefit from it.
You know what we need in order to really push that? It's like three things.
Uh-huh.
One, allow the dojo to be your base, as in what you are loading out when you finish a mission.
Uh-huh.
Just go straight to your dojo. That's one. Two is Foundry in the dojo. And three is the companion thing in the dojo. Although I think you can. There is an arsenal. So not even that.
Right. Yeah. And, companions, don't, I guess, don't matter too much in that aspect.
And you still have to go to your orbiter for Foundry from anywhere. That's a big problem. And like, make the dojos as useful as your orbiter, and you'll see people hanging in their dojos. Yeah. Because that will help them to hang out with their clan. And, you know, someone logs in, he appears in the dojo, you see him, you say hello. Mm-hmm. That interaction just doesn't exist, and it's really lacking that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I will say that, and I know that you and I have been sitting here because we are getting close to time.
Yeah.
But before we end all this, I do want to say that even though you and I have been sitting here and kind of complaining a little bit about like DE's treatment of these sort of things, you can, because we role players are very creative people. There are ways, like, again, there are ways around this, like Tenno Inc., the Discord, which, again, if you're a role player and you're interested in role playing Warframe, links down below, please come and join us. More role players, always a good thing. But like, you can see that people will build crazy stuff in their dojos, and players can do the same with that. Like, we can make it happen. It's just that having the extra, like having the support from DE would be a boon to the whole community. But we, as a role playing community in general, can overcome this. We just have to come together to do it.
Yeah. It would have to be a big community effort.
It would, yeah. Anyways, hey, do you have any advice for role players out there?
I'll give the advice that I gave the last time, which was lost. And it is to keep trying. You may find a bad group for you. You may find dead servers. You may find people who you don't vibe with or straight up fight with. Keep trying until you find it. Because it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's true. Very true. Thank you so much for joining me again on this, man. I really do appreciate you.
It was fun.
It was very fun. This went so much better than the last one when I was dead tired. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I felt so bad because I was like, I was trying so hard to maintain and like get through it, but I was exhausted because I had just worked a 12-hour shift. And I had to get my son to sleep. My son didn't want to go to sleep, and I just... Anyways, thank you again so much.
It really worked out for the better. I enjoy this even more, too.
Yes, absolutely. And if you are interested in Warframe roleplay, please come join us at Tino Inc. Or search around. If you don't want to find a large community, then find a small community and make it happen, like Maga said.
Absolutely.
And that is all we have for the episode today. Man, listen, so sorry that I ranted. I'm not sorry that I ranted about Warframe. I love Warframe. I'm happy I got to rant about Warframe. And I am happy that I got to talk to a guest about Warframe today. So take that, listeners. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to talk like that. I'm just really happy about Warframe. Anyways, so thank you guys for joining. Again, I will make sure that the links to the Discord, theirs and mine, are in the description below. Come join me. Come talk to me. If you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome to. Anybody can come on. You don't have to be special. I just really like to talk about role-playing, and I like just answering questions about it, and I like talking. I don't know if you guys can tell that by now about me. I'm a little bit narcissistic. Kind of, sort of. Actually, I hate my voice. Never mind. This is going on too long. You guys have a beautiful Wednesday. And if you're listening to this any other day, you know, I hope your day is going good. And I hope that tomorrow is even better for you. So until next Wednesday, everybody, stay in character.